What kind of a tree can fit in your hand? A palm tree.
Welcome back to our monthly Talking Trees broadcast. We've got Gary Peterson and Jordan Orwig of Save a Tree. Gary, you're the local branch manager, and we brought Jordan in from Wisconsin. It was incredible timing because he had the knowledge of the oyster shales, so that was the reason you'd brought him into the broadcast this time. It just happened to be that he was down here in Phoenix as part of...
We are
checking on you guys. I mean,
kind of.
Jordan and I talk at least once a week, even if not about trees or plant health care or football or whatever. but we're kicking off our lawn integrations this week, and Jordan said, "Hey, let me come down and work with the team." So he's actually been on a truck all week and out doing his thing. He's tearing it up.
Yeah,
appreciate
that's
you coming in.
I tell people all the time that I have one of the best jobs at Save a Tree because I'm not really accountable for anybody. I don't hire, I don't fire, I don't discipline. Everything I get to do in my job is help people be successful and take care of their trees. It's pretty sweet gig most of the time. So and I get to come to beautiful Phoenix in the wintertime on occasion and get away from the cold.
Can't say I blame you. Can't say I blame you.
Well, thanks for spending a few minutes talking to us and helping Arizona understand this new infestation. Fairly new. You know, the first article I read about it, it seems like they've only been following it locally for about 2 years. But you said Park City, they've been fighting this for a while.
Yeah, this is really a great advantage to an organization like Save a Tree, where we have a national platform. In general, you know, plants are plants, and they all have the same basic needs, but there's a lot of regional diversity, and being part of a national organization, you know, also is very encouraging for me because I'm always learning. I'm in my core market, you know, obviously the Midwest most of the time, but, you know, to have the expansion and really get out and it's a great opportunity when I have the experience for years in a marketplace that's seen this insect for a while coming into where it's brand new and, you know, kind of, you know, knowing what works, what doesn't work, how this is going to be best rather than, you know, starting from scratch. So, you know, it's kind of funny to the effect when Gary first told me about this, I was like, really, you guys haven't had this yet. And I'm like, okay, well, new marketplace, new plants. Hey, this is opportunity. This is great. Let's go check it out. So, fortunately, we've got a lot of people in this organization that really love entomology. And, again, this is hopefully something I can help everybody else out with just based on some of my experience and knowledge around the country.
When I approached Jordan about it, he says, really, this is a problem there. And I said, look, I got an email from Romy that said it was a problem. It's a problem. Let's figure this out.
I just read an article. I'm like, I wonder if our Save a Tree guys know anything about this.
Right.
So, and this is probably an impossible question to answer, but it was just something I was thinking about since it's recent. We've had a couple significant fires in Arizona over the last 10 years, 20 years. Gosh, Cheddar Sky was that 04?
Yeah.
18 years ago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
In the mountains, after a fire, the first thing that comes back is the aspen trees.
Correct.
Is this any relation? I mean, do they attack younger aspen groves than more mature ones? Could that be part of the infestation recovers?
With a scale insect, they're going to be rather opportunistic. They're not exactly the most mobile insects. So they rely on, you know, different modes of transportation, whether it's hitchhiking on a bird or just simply being windblown or moving around on, you know, potentially somebody's pruning tools or equipment and whatnot, or coming in on new landscape material from a nursery. They're not easily traveled. So as far as the aspect of the aspen being really kind of your first generation post-fire tree, it has more to do with the way they grow. And, an interesting little piece of information about aspen tree is there's really no genetic diversity in this plant. Aspen trees, as far as I know, all are propagated from a single source genetic source. So One of the problems that we do know in science is when you lack genetic diversity, a lot of times you lack some natural resistance to some things like this. And a lot of what I've been reading, especially in the aspens, they're showing some cases where the insect seems to favor different leads of a plant or different branches on a plant over others. Having a natural resistance is probably out of the question a little bit, considering there's no genetic diversity. But, you know, typically any time that that an insect is going to be advantageous, it's going to be going after a branch that's a little easier to attack. So a lot of times there's already some kind of a health issue, whether it's a recent drought or, like you said, a fire, for that example. And the nice thing is, you know, most of our forests are very dependent on fire as a rejuvenation tool. So, you know, you think about the aspen, it's got a very viable, expansive root system. It'll shoot up new trees from the ground just off of its root system. So when you've got that much mass underground and you get a damaging fire, per se, that's going to be one of the first plants that really rejuvenates and then comes back up, you know, kind of that first generation reforestation plant.
So yeah, it sounds like to me, since they grow so fast and it's one of the first ones, yeah, that's one of the first ones that's going to be affected by the oyster scales, yeah, if I'm reading you right.
Very, very much so. Okay. Yeah, it's a very, you know, again, too, it's a food source for an insect that even if this insect completely kills the plant, a new one's going to regrow in, you know, naturally and produce a new plant, a new food source for that insect. So it's renewable in that aspect.
Well, I love learning. This is a new topic for me, so I appreciate you coming in and educating us, not only us, but the entire Arizona listening audience. We're talking trees with Save a Tree.